The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Don Tilgen, mayor of the city of DeWitt. He is a guest of Representative Momsen and Wolf and Senator Knoyer of Clinton. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Eric Zimmer, grandson of Mayor Tilgen.
God, the source of all love and truth, goodness and inspiration, we, the citizens of the state of Iowa, in the center and heart of our country, call upon you today as we ask for your insights, guidance, and wisdom in our deliberations. Help us, as well as remind us, for the grace and patience to listen to one another in our dialogues, to work together for the greater benefit of others, so that the young and old and all who call Iowa home might know the responsibilities that they have entrusted to us are carried out with honesty, due diligence, and sincerity. Assure us that the answers to solve the many challenges confronting us can be resolved so that all may continue to live in harmony. Help us all to never take for granted our liberties that we prize and the rights we will maintain, especially for the least among us. Blessings today and in the days, weeks, and months ahead, to your great glory and honor. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2621 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to the statewide preschool program by modifying provisions related to eligibility, funding, compulsory attendance, and including applicability provisions.
First reading of bills in order for commitment or amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 2622 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act related to underground storage tanks, including the creation of the Iowa Tank Fund and Iowa Tank Fund Financing Program, repeal of the Iowa Comprehensive Petroleum Underground Storage Tank Fund, and eliminating the Iowa Comprehensive Petroleum Underground Storage Tank Fund Board, requiring a study and including effective date and transition provisions.
First reading of bills in order for commitment or amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 2623 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act related to a gambling facilities license concerning offset requirements on certain winnings on wagers and qualifying sponsoring organizations.
First reading of bills in order for commitment or amendment placed on Ways and Means calendar.
House File 2624 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to radio operator blackout special registration plates for motor vehicles and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is an order of commitment amendment placed on Ways and Means calendar.
Senate File 2341 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to older individuals and dependent adult and creating certain criminal offenses and civil acts and providing penalties.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senate File 2391 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act prohibiting the state or the political subdivision of a state from expending revenue received by taxpayers for payments to persons responsible for ransomware attacks and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This morning I have the great privilege of introducing an International Woman of Courage honoree, Mayor Zarifa Ghaffari. Mayor Ghaffari received an award that was established to recognize women around the world who have shown exceptional courage and leadership advocating for women's rights. Ms. Ghaffari is mayor of Maidan Shahar, Afghanistan, where she took office at the age of 26. She has led a campaign for Clean City, Green City that works to clean up the streets of Maidan Shahar by distributing trash bags, and she launched a first-of-its-kind radio station to educate women in the region. This is especially important in this region where girls' opportunities for education are limited to one high school, where last year only 13 girls were able to graduate. She will be speaking tonight at Drake University's Sussman Theater at 7 p.m. I would encourage you all to go. Mayor Ghaffari performs her job with strength and dignity, despite constant threats to her own life. I am truly humbled today to introduce Mayor Zarifa Ghaffari and ask you to join me in giving her a warm house welcome.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Hine. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement and some introductions?
Only if you let that cute girl get to speak into the mic. How does that sound? But yeah, you're in order.
A lot of people around the chamber celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. My family has showed up today to help me celebrate the last day of my fifth decade. Tomorrow will be my 60th birthday, so we're celebrating a little early. They came and surprised me last night. We have four generations of Hines behind me, my folks, my daughter, and my son and their spouses, and the next generation, Caroline here, and we have Henry and Laney. So give them a big, warm house welcome. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Wilburn. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House, and guests. Today I'd like to congratulate Iowa Safe Schools on holding their annual Student Day here at the Capitol. For several years, Iowa Safe Schools has held this event to empower hundreds of LGBTQ and allied students to advocate directly to lawmakers about issues facing them. Since 2002, Iowa Safe Schools has worked constantly to ensure that Iowa schools are safe and inclusive for all. This student-led organization has been instrumental in incorporating gender identity and sexual orientation into the Iowa Civil Rights Act, as well as passing Iowa's comprehensive anti-bullying law. In their continued endeavors, Iowa Safe Schools has worked to see that the practice of conversion therapy is stopped in Iowa, as well as ending the trans-gay panic defense. I'd like to give a big shout out to Iowa Safe Schools for empowering students to advocate today. Make sure you engage all of the over 300 young Iowans that will be present in the rotunda this afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the lady from Clinton, Representative Wolf. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, it is the annual Clinton County Day here at the Capitol. And I am proud to have members of my community here in the chamber with us this morning, along with DeWitt Mayor Tilgen and his grandson up in our southeast galley. There are many community leaders, elected officials, and economic development experts from Clinton County here. Some of them may be calling you out to talk to you about some of the issues that are important, not just to Clinton County, but to rural communities across Iowa. So I'm very proud of them, and I would appreciate it if we could give them a warm house welcome.
Seeing no further business, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus immediately in the Supreme Court chamber, and we have concluded our floor action for the week. So once your committee blocks are done, have a safe trip home and have a good weekend. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Friday, March 13th at 9:30 a.m.
You've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House adjourned.